any idea how Brett's doing, Hundley?
Brett Hundley's doing good. Just saw him in the locker room. He re-injured the ankle, same injury as the first time, but they don't think it's as bad as the original. So don't have a timeline, and we'll see how he is in the morning. Very pleased with the start of the game. I thought Brett did an excellent job managing the huddle, kept us in clean plays. I thought our offensive line, the run blocking unit did a good job of creating apex and giving Eddie clean looks. And I thought Eddie ran very well and did a very good job finishing runs. So that was a very good start to the game, and that's what we're looking for.
I know it's two preseason games, but are you pleased with where your run game is at this kind of early stage?
I think the most important thing, which you stated in your question, it's early stages. We took a step from last week to this week. I'll see how the film is. I stood up here last week and felt like, hey, we got off to a pretty good start and watched the video, and I didn't feel the same after I watched the video. So, but I do know we did better than we did last week. So we'll see how we see how our guys grade out.
How much did you want to
see Brett Hundley
play today, tonight?
Oh, so I want to see him play? Yeah. Well, he was going to play as long as he could in the first half. He was slated to go in the first half, so, it was unfortunate.
We know how much you like him, and we don't know what's going to happen in San Francisco in terms of whether he'll be ready. But you wanted to have him get a lot of work this preseason. Is this hurting a little bit just because he's a second-year guy?
You're stating the obvious. He's a young player, a second-year player that has an opportunity, to be our number two quarterback. So, yeah, these are valuable reps. But, injuries are part of the game.
Like the catch that Devontae had on the back shoulder from him on a play he got hurt on, is that the kind of play he would have been able to make last year when he was limping around the way he was? And how important is it to see Devontae kind of be the Devontae?
Devontae's having a very good camp. That's what you see. He's healthy. And, he's taking a step. I think really, he's kind of in line with our whole team. I thought our team took a step in the right direction today. Devontae's healthy, and as with all of our guys, they obviously play better when they're healthy.
Mike, with how vanilla opposing offenses are this time of year, how much stock do you put into what you've seen from your defense, especially the starting defense, each of these first two games?
Well, I'm going to say they're vanilla. They're empty formations. They're shifting. They're doing things. That's a good offense. It's a talented football team. So schematically, I would say they challenged us. From their offense to our defense. If anything, I know we're not doing as much scheme wise. So I think our defense made a big step from last week to this week. I thought their pursuit and finish was a step in the direction that we needed to take. But frankly, we're coach speak one-on-one. This is about fundamentals, execution, energy, flow, and finish. So we improved as a team, especially on defense. I don't think we went out there and won any scheme contest tonight. The success we had from what I saw was just clearly the way our guys are, the energy they're playing with, and the execution of fundamentals.
I guess in line with what Ryan said, that's a good quarterback you played. I think he averaged like 3 yards per attempt or some ridiculously low number. Is that a good sign, or again, is it just preseason football and you don't want to make too much?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I really didn't even look at the statistics. So really the video is what's most important. Frankly, when we do play time for our own team, we look to give guys opportunities. We're trying to hit certain numbers, certain targets, and so forth. You can see that, we were on different pages of, when they took their ones out versus ours. So, we just worry about the things we control, and it was great work for a lot of our young guys to play against, their starting defense. Those are all valuable reps and will help us as a football team to grow and more importantly, evaluate our players.
I know you had Jordy on the no dress list tonight. He didn't dress during the game, but being able to put the pads on for the pregame script, did he have to talk you into that, and how much do you think that can be valuable for him just to kind of go through?
Well, it's all part of the process. It's good to see him pass the physical and get a little practice time the other day and individual the individual work, And it was good for him to dress and start that process. I mean, it's like every player. They got to eventually put the uniform on and work through the, you know, the individual drills. And I think we'll probably stay with that format with Jordy next week.
Mike, does that mean he did individual stuff yesterday at the practice?
Correct.
Battle right now shaping up?
I thought both punters punted better today, but and needed to from last week. So I think that's heating up, and we'll continue to split the reps and let Tim and Peter battle it out.
Would you like to see Aaron and Jordy play a bit next week?
I don't know. I don't have any playtime questions for you right now.
I agree.
Their answers, I should say.
Interception by Demaryius Randle in the first half.
What did
you see on that?
Big time play. I mean, tracking the ball, and I think he shows you what kind of athlete he is and playmaker he is when he got up, and you know, his return ability. So, excellent defensive play. I thought our guys really keyed into the ball better today than we did last week in Cleveland. I mean, anytime the ball was on the ground, and we contested more throws. We definitely had more hats around the football. So. That was an emphasis, and we improved in that area today.
Mike, are you glad that Clay and Julius will be talking with the NFL and that they submitted to interviews?
I'm just glad the process is moving forward. You know, as already been stated, you know, we as an organization, we support Clay and Julius, and we're looking to get this resolved as soon as possible.
How do you keep this from becoming a distraction, especially?
We're looking to get it. We're looking forward to getting resolved as soon as we can.
Mike, going back to Jordy, just with how much you missed him last year, could you see there was kind of a excitement or whatever, either in practice yesterday or even having him out of warm-ups, knowing how much he needs?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jordy's a popular player in the locker room, and, you know, everybody roots for everybody. And I think any time a guy comes off the PUP, you know, especially after, you know, what he's been through, it's a good day. So it was great to see him in his uniform. Looks good in his uniform.
Two more, please.
Think of how Callahan handled things. It looked like maybe you weren't happy with him early there. You maybe had
to. I thought Joe played well. No, just the fourth and one. I think, you know, he got a little fold on the route out to his right, and just the depth of it and so forth. And fourth and one, you know, the ability to run for it was an option that maybe should have been a little higher in his thinking. But that's football. I mean, that's decisions. Everybody's competing and so forth. I thought Joe played very well tonight.
Thank you.